RadioSaintPete.com. Ryan Jordan, the first annual Rumfest is here. It is here this weekend, the 18th and 19th of November. I know it's a real busy time for you. Let's kind of summarize all the things that are going to be happening this weekend.
Yeah, hey Joe, it's good to be back. And we're here down at Ferg's today having a food drive, which is going to be a great time to raise some money and some food for the St. Pete Free Clinic. And this weekend, we have a big weekend planned. So we are teaming up with the Saturday morning market. So come on down to St. Pete on Saturday morning, right in front of Al Lang Stadium. So at 9 a.m. Until 3. So the market's actually extending their hours. And we're going to have over 200 vendors combined. So the typical Saturday morning market festivities plus another 60 plus from the St. Pete Runfest Wellness Market, which will include everything from latest in fitness technologies to nutrition to some wellness products. Plus, there's more. Three bands. We've got all kinds of entertainers and artists. So if you like the St. Pete Saturday morning market, we're going to double it up and really have a big festival this weekend.
The biggest ever then.
It looks that way. And the other thing, too, that as of note, it's the Saturday morning market's 15th anniversary. So Mark and Gail from the market are really going big to try to make it a special occurrence. And we're going to do everything we can to help make it a special day for the city.
Well, it looks like good one weather-wise, temperature in the 70s on Saturday morning, and looks like there'll be sunshine.
It looks that way. I don't want to jinx things, Joe. But you know, the other thing, too, within the bands, we also have the Three Daughters Beach Bar that we're going to be setting up. So they'll be having a couple of ice-cold beers there, too. So hopefully the weather's nice. And this is both on Saturday and Sunday, by the way. So Saturday, of course, is the festival coupled with the Saturday morning market. Then Sunday is the big running day. So we're going to be out there hitting the half marathon relay, and the 5K.
Well, let's talk real quick about where you will be racing, kind of the general route. Start with the 5K, I guess.
Yeah, so the 5K, which everyone can do, right? So anyone with a pair of sneakers can get out there and work off a few calories before Thanksgiving. All right, so here's your call to action. Go out and get some sneakers and get out and run with us and run 3 miles. And that 3 miles runs all along the waterfront. So we start right in front of the Mahaffey Theater. And we run all along the water up by about North Shore Pool and turn back around. So it's hard to beat that.
And you had a number of folks, as I recall, when we were at the market a few weeks ago, who were very active in the running events in the past and were very happy to have an event of this scope back again in St. Petersburg.
Well, I think it's long overdue. You know, I mean, as a longtime St. Pete guy and a runner, you know, having had some really successful events here leave the town 4 years ago, I think for us to be an A city, you need a big fitness and running event like this. So, yeah, I think not only are we excited, but it's pretty clear by the level of support we've had from the community, the city's excited about this.
Ryan Jordan, where can the folks find out more, and is it too late to sign up?
It's not too late. We still have some room left, so get out there and sign up. It's stpeterunfest.org is the best place to sign up.
Great. Thanks, Ryan Jordan. Good luck this weekend. We'll be talking to you Saturday morning.
Thanks, Joe.